Thank you for joining me on this edition of CMDA Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Chupp, and let me begin this podcast with a big thank you to so many of you who responded to our appeal in the month of June. We are celebrating the generosity of many that has helped CMDA successfully claim the entire $130,000 matching gift challenge as we close the end of our fiscal year, June 30th. You know, King David in 1 Chronicles 29:11 in the NIV expresses gratitude to the Lord for his continued provision for his ministry here on earth. He said, "Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all." I know the last few months have been disruptive and tough on all of us. So much uncertainty and the challenges we've had to overcome personally and professionally. Please know we here in leadership at CMDA greatly value you, your prayers, and your generous financial gifts that are allowing the ministries of your CMDA to carry out with confidence the vision of bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world through healthcare professionals like you and me. Well, today our guest is Dr. David Goodman, and I do say our because I invited Reverend Bill Reichert, our National Director of Campus and Community Ministries, to join me as co-host for this particular conversation. Dr. Goodman is no stranger to those of you who have used the CMDA Student Life app because he developed a popular CMDA Bible study series centered on the book of James from a doctor's perspective. The James study has been used and enjoyed by many of our student groups, and I heard lots of good feedback from students earlier this year as I traveled through the state of Kansas just before COVID-19 hit our country hard. Dr. Goodman is finalizing yet another Bible study for this fall entitled "Teach Us to Pray," based on the Lord's Prayer. David recently joined us by Skype from his home in Orlando, Florida. You're going to hear his heart and passion to invest in the lives of students in healthcare. I invite you now to listen in on our conversation with Dr. David Goodman. Well, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome to the program today Dr. David Goodman. And Dr. Goodman is from Orlando, Florida, and he's an OBGYN. He's married to Bethany, and together with their two kids, I believe, have a family mission to nurture the spiritual, emotional, and physical health of all of those who come into their sphere of influence. And I believe Bethany is a PA. Is that right, David?
She's a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Okay, PNP. David, you're trained as an engineer at Clemson University. I hadn't known that about you before today, and studied medicine and public health at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's also had a background. He served in Tanzania as a Fulbright scholar, and I know enough about that program that you have to be pretty much at the top of the intelligence and academic achievement charts to be a Fulbright scholar, as well as a Fogarty Research Fellow with Duke University's Hubert Jurgen Center for Global Health. And these days, he's on faculty with a residency program in Orlando and directs their global health track. He's chairman of the OBGYN Investigative Task Force with PACS, the Pan-African Academy of Christian Surgeons, and is very much ready for PACS to bring on board their first OBGYN training program in Africa so that he can participate as a faculty. And David, the big reason that we wanted you to come here today is because of the way that you and Bethany have been discipling medical students at UCF, the University of Central Florida, and you love student ministry together with your wife. So it is indeed a pleasure to welcome you to CMDA Matters and Student Pulse Podcast.
That's right. Yes, we're going to be having this discussion, yes, on CMDA Matters, but we're going to cross-post it on our CMDA Student Pulse podcast. So we're very excited to be able to have this conversation together, David.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm happy to talk to the CMDA audience.
Well, David, we would like to hear how you got interested in student ministry in the first place. Were you heavily involved in some kind of ministry when you were a student yourself, and that just carried over now as a faculty?
Yeah, really, in a lot of ways, I was really involved with student ministry back in college, and was involved in the Clemson FCA, which is one of the largest student-led ministries in the country, and I actually led the personal growth efforts for them. And so I think back to my immaturity in college and how I was in charge of anything related to personal spiritual growth, but the Lord used me and used that ministry as a big part of my life, and it helped to kind of really, I think, solidify my interest in student ministry and discipleship ministry. And then when I was a fellow at Duke, I was able to go back to UNC and lead a student ministry group there. So it was so amazing being able to lead a group in the same library rooms where I had studied and where I had trained, and really had just a wonderful opportunity that set me on this path of wondering what role student ministry was going to have in my life as we left for Tanzania and did my fellowship time there with Duke.
Well, you know, now that you're a practicing physician, you are still involved in student ministry, but you are leading students and helping disciple them at UCF, and you started writing material. And discuss a little bit about how that came about, because I know that you, when before we met and had discussion about what we're about to talk about in a minute, you've been writing devotional material, Bible study material for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, so when we were in Tanzania, you know, I would say that I left and moved to Africa really trying to put my yes on the table to say, you know, Lord, we are open to go wherever you want us to go and use us however you want us to be used. And honestly, I thought that, you know, the pinnacle of being a Christian was to be like Dr. Chuck, to be a missionary surgeon. And why would you be anything else but the pinnacle? And I was really kind of caught off guard when we were in Tanzania. Our fellowship time was coming up, and we were trying to wonder what to do next. And really felt like the Lord was calling us back to America to, in some ways, continue what we had been doing. We found really our greatest ministry when we were living in Tanzania was being around our Duke coworkers and the medical students who were coming to rotate through the hospital. And we've never shared the gospel so much in our lives as with, you know, working in a very secular capacity with students. And so it was out of that that we really wanted to start to make medical student discipleship to be one of the main thrust of our life, or as we say, spheres of influence that we wanted to try and bring spiritual, emotional, and physical health into. So the writing really got into being when I had just a lot of thoughts that I felt like I needed to get out and I needed to work through them and see if it could be helpful for a broader audience. We originally started out trying to do them for our third and fourth year students as a way of kind of creating what we call digital discipleship. So when they were out on their rotations, they could get a weekly devotional email and still be connected to our group, even though they weren't really actually at campus.
Let's move into a little bit about what has happened this last year, because you have been writing a series of curriculum for our student ministry, a series on the Book of James called Becoming, A Doctor's Notes on the Book of James. And how it came about was very providential, and it all started with a medical missions conference in Orlando called Remedy. Just take us through a little bit about how did it come that you started writing this material for those within your circle, but now we've kind of moved into an opportunity to get this kind of study, these kinds of materials into the hands of our students all across the nation.
So the Book of James had been remarkably helpful for me when I was a medical student. I have followed this one pastor for a long time named Ben Stewart, who used to teach the college ministry at Texas A&M, and now he is a pastor with Passion City Church in Washington, D.C. And his sermon series had greatly impacted me during the time when I was a medical student. And I was, you know, really caught up on the idea of let steadfastness have its full effect. And I just wanted to get that message out to students, that they would be able to you know, richly experience all that the Book of James had to really offer us as far as perseverance and development. And I actually knew I had this meeting with Dr. Chup that was going to happen as we prepared for the Remedy Conference a few months before it happened. And I had an elevator pitch ready of I'm going to meet this guy, and I have these, you know, 13 or 14 weeks on James that they are ready to go. And I'm going to see what he says. And, you know, strangely enough, like through the dessert line, he actually listened to what I said and said, you know, I'm going to get you in touch with the right people. And we're going to look into that and see if it's something we could use. And so I'm very thankful that God worked through that, that he worked through me having the nerve to bring it up. And I'm really thankful for how God's used it to help get it out into the hands of students.
Before you, David, get into some of the details that Bill wants to ask you about, I just want to give you some the rest of the story. I had an opportunity before COVID-19 hit to be traveling around. I was with a number of student groups, especially in Kansas, and both in Wichita and Kansas City. I just happened to ask the student groups, hey, have you guys happened to study this book of James that's available on the student activity, student life app? And they're like, oh, it's been awesome. When's the next one coming? Encourage you that they're waiting for what's coming next. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Well, let me even set the backdrop to what had just happened here, as you mentioned in this dinner line, mentioning the book of James and the work that you'd been doing with medical students, because even before then, I know it was on my heart and many of the leaders here within CMDA to want to put some very substantial